Okay, Brachos on Tesamet Aleph. We're towards the top, or it's technically in the middle of something, but it's a little bit of a separate tangent. Amar Rabbi Acha, b'Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, she'amar mishum Rabbi Akiva. So that's what we had just gone through, whether or not the halacha of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that if you do it twice in the morning, before and after Hanetzach Chama, so then you could be yotzi your Lila and your Yom Kriya Shema Chiv. So now we're saying this one's like Rabbi Akiva, not like who did he quote before? He quoted Yeshua. The first one was. He doesn't quote anyone. Okay, just Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. Yeah, okay, so they say that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai quoted from Rabbi Akiva before he quoted just for himself that it would be before or after Alos HaShachar. Okay, so now I'm Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Vachalo Yomar Hashkivenu. Even if you're going to say that halachas like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that one could do both of your chiyuvei kriya shema before and after Hanetzach Chama, make sure that when you say it, when you say the Lila one before Hanetzach Chama, that you don't say Hashkivenu. Why not? Because Hashkivenu means you're going to sleep, like the word Shochev. But here, it's obviously morning time and you're about to just go on with your day, so you can't say Hashkivenu.
Even if you're going to go to sleep afterwards.
Right, it's a categorical thing. Right. It's not like, you have a night job and you go to sleep during the day, it doesn't matter.
Do you see the other Birchot?
That's the implication. It's an interesting inference, but it doesn't say otherwise. It doesn't say otherwise and it doesn't say what you should do, it just says what you shouldn't do. Okay, Kiyas Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi Amar Had Rabbi Yachab Rabbi Chine. So he says, Amar Rabbi Shobili Vilav Beferish Itmar El Mechlal Itmar. Dahu Zuga Drabbanan De Ish Takor Ha'ilu. It's not like they said it explicitly, but the following thing happened. One day, the rabbis had a little bit too much to drink. Rashi says, that doesn't mean that they were partying all night, it means that they fell asleep because they had too much to drink. Debrei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, at the Hilula of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, the Hilula of the children of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Asula Kamei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Amar Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon Lusma Chalav Shasa Chak. Some people make drushes about this line, but the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you can be somech on him b'shasta chak. You have a situation like that where you didn't understand what's going to happen, so then you can rely on him to say, you can still say Kriya Shema right before and then say Kriya Shema right afterwards, and be yotzi both your Lila and your Yom Chiyuvim. Masa Shibau Banav Chule, that's the Mishnah. Similar story. The Ad Hash, the Lo Shamalu Hadri Rabbi Gamliel. So what's the situation here?
They got home late,
and he said,
and
"You can be
their father, can you
right."
Still say Kriya Shema?
And he said, "You still have Rabbi Gamliel." So you're saying that the children didn't know about Shitas Rabbi Gamliel yet. So Hachi Kamarlei, this is what they meant. Ramana and Pligi Alavech. When the rabbis disagree with you and they say Ad Chatzos, so is that a real disagreement? They think you can only do Chatzos. V'yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, and therefore we apply the principle that we follow the rabbim over the yachid. Odilma rabban k'vaseich sviyalu, maybe they really agree with you. The rabbanan, when they say chatzos, really agree with you. The only reason they say to do chatzos is just as an extra stringency to make sure that you say it before and you don't go too late and miss the opportunity. So that's what the Mishnah was really saying, that the rabbis really agree with me. It's just that they want to come around chatzos k'dei l'harach l'gadim l'avira. It's not like we really disagree. V'lo zu b'vad, Amar says in the Mishnah, but it's anything that's really ad chatzos is really ad amud hashach. Rabbi Gamliel, mi kamar ad chatzos tekatani v'lo zu b'vad. This is saying that Rabbi Gamliel sounds like he's the one that holds that you can that ad chatzos in all situations. It's really it really goes all the way until alos hashachar. Even according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Gamliel, even according to the Rabbanan, it's not just me who's saying this, but even the Rabbanan who say Ad Chatzos in this situation would say that Ad Chatzos really means Ad Alos HaShachar in every other situation too. Hekder chalav v'chule. V'ilu achilas pesach lo pesachim lo katani. Urmin he kriyash ma'arves v'halal lele pesachim v'achilas pesach mitzvasin atchial v'nashachar. Why didn't you name those? Amar Rabbi Yosef lo kasha. Har Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Har Rabbi Akiva. Tanya v'achilas habasar b'layla hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Omer namar kan b'layla hazeh. V'namar lahalim v'avart v'eretz Yisrael b'layla hazeh. There are two psukim. Both of them say b'layla hazeh. One is a pasuk where it says you have to eat the Karban Pesach at night. The other is a pasuk where it says that the Jewish people, that Hashem went through Mitzrayim with Makas Bechoros b'layla hazeh. Ma'ala halon an chatzos, just like the Makas Bechoros was only until chatzos. I'm not really sure
which
how we know that.
Strange, because it was exactly at chatzos.
Right, right. It was chatzos. It wasn't all night. I think that's the point. So too here, when you have to eat the Karban Pesach, that's ad chatzos. So it's really machlokas hanayim. Amar Rabbi Akiva halok v'nemar b'chip hazon. Ad shas chip hazon. Doesn't it say that they left b'chip hazon in the morning time? I don't know why the word chip hazon specifically is a reference to the morning time. But the pasuk says, "Lo seitzu ish yipesach beso aboker." That would be the pasuk that it's probably referring to. That's what Rashi says. But either way, these are the words of chipazon. If that was true, that it really is until the morning, that they rarely left in the morning. So why would it say the word Lila then? When it says that they left at nighttime, yachli and nechal kekachim bayom.
No, it's
by the Pekar and Pesach. Right. If you really have until the morning, so why would it say by Karban Pesach that it says Balayla Hazeh? So Yachli and Nachal Kachim Bayom. Maybe you would eat it like other Kachim. During the daytime, you have the next morning time alone Balayla. No, Mamash, you have to eat it that night. Balayla Hu Nachal Vlo Bayom. Is that the only carbon that we have like that? It's the only carbon that when you have to eat it, you can only eat it for that night? I don't think there's any other carbon like that.
I think there is either.
Yeah, most of the time it's at least one day, at least daytime. You guys did Kachim more recently than I did, so I can tell you. So Bish, some of the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, days like Zer Shabba, Itzrich Lemechtav Lehei Hazeh. For Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who needs who has the Zer Shabba. Right? Zer Shabba is you have Mesorah for. So it's not like, I need that word Laila Hazeh. He could have done the Zer Shabba Balaila. It's just that the actual Mesorah was of the Zer Shabba's Balaila Hazeh. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you need that word Hazeh in the Pasuk to teach you the Zer Shabba. That you have Karban Pesach, to Makas Bechoros, you have to eat it by Chatzos. El Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva who says you can go until the morning, Hai Hazeh, Ma'i Ovid Lai. Just say Belayla. Just say Belayla, you have to eat the Karban Pesach at night. So M'le'ute Laila Acher, Hu Da'asa. It's coming to teach you. Belayla Hazeh, Da'afka, the Laila of Tesvav Nisan. Sakadai Techamina, maybe you would think, Hol Pesach, Kachim Kalim, Shlemim, Kachim Kalim, just like Har Karban Pesach is categorized as a Kachim Kalim, because you can eat it in other places outside of Yerushalayim, or outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the... You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. But it's still not in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe you think similarly, Mashlam Nechal Neshnei Yom V'Layla Echad, Av Pesach, usually a Shlam gets you 2 days and one night in between. Av Pesach Nechal Shtei Leilos B'makom Beis Yomim. V'hei Nechal Beis Leilos V'yom Echad. Because you can only start eating the Karban that night, so maybe you would think that you can get two nights, just like for a regular carbon, when you can start eating it during the day, you get 2 days.
It gets two nights with a day in between.
Yeah, that's what it says, right?
That's for the Karban Pesach, that's what he's proposing.
Right.
The regular carbon, you get 2 days with a night in between.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
You'll get Kamash Malam, Balayla Hazeh. Balayla Hazeh, Hu Ne'achal, V'yeno Ne'achal, Balayla Acher. Specifically this night, Tesvav Nisan, the same night that the Jewish people were... I can't say go out, but it's the night that they were free. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mi velosa siru ad boker nafka. He says you can't leave it over until the morning. You don't need the word Laila, or Laila Hazeh even. You can just learn it from the Pasuk, which says, losa siru menu ad boker. That's also in reference to the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva, what do you do with that Pasuk? If you don't need that to teach you, you can't do it until the next morning. So Rabbi Akiva, I may have some havamina my boker sheni. Maybe you can still say, it's the next morning. Not that next morning, not the very first morning. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lach, Kol Boker, Boker Rishon Hu. Every Boker in the Torah, why would you ever assume it's not the next morning? Of course it's going to be the next morning. Why would the Torah be cryptic and refer to the morning it's not the next morning? V'hani Tanai Kahai Tanai. So this Machlokas is actually like another Machlokas. The Tanai, the Brisa says, Shem Tizbach, This is later on. Yeah, in Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing Karav Pesach, so that's what he says. But you'll notice that the pasuk has three different barometers of three different time zones. It says Tizbach to Pesach ba'erev, and then it says Kivo Hashemesh, and then it says Moed Tzischa. Are those all three the same time? So says the Gemara, no, they're not. They're each coming to teach you a different thing. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ba'erev atazoveach, at nighttime, or not really at nighttime, in the afternoon ba'erev. We talked about this the very first Mishnah in Brachos, right? We say Bein Ha'arbayim means that there are two Erevs. There's the Erev right when the sun starts to move over the midway point, right? It starts to move west. And then there's also the Erev when the sun actually goes down completely in the west. So Erev here means in the afternoon. And that's when we do the Karma Pesach. We do the afternoon of the 14th. That's when the sun comes, which we saw a few dafim ago means at Shkia, when the sun's going down. Ata ochel, after, presumably after tzeis, then you can eat. And then the time that you leave Mitzrayim, i.e. the morning, you have to burn the leftovers. Rabbi Yeshua Omer be'erev atazoleach kavon shemesh ata ochel. Same thing for the first two, that you make the karban during the afternoon, and then you start eating it after the sun goes down. V'yad masay ata ochel v'holech ad moed tzischa v'mitzrayim, until the morning time. Are they disagreeing? It's just that you have to burn it then. Or do you have to burn it, or you just have to not eat it? Is that what he's saying?
No, and he holds Ad Moed Seischad Minitraim means until midnight, until the time.
Oh, the first one. The second one is Ad Masai Hainurek Kirbi Kiva Awal Itanakama Ad Chatzos Laila Haviz Manachila Visulo Ilo Mai Benayu. Right, that's what I was asking, Rashi. Thank you. So the first opinion that says Ad Moed Seischad Minitraim means that you have to burn it after even Chatzos. And the second one is saying you have until the morning to actually eat it.
Well,
I would think the other way, but
what? At that time when they have it for Pesach, that they burn it on Yom Tov?
If they make a drasha from Pesach, they can.
Okay.
Presumably. Yeah.
I don't even know if it means literally burn it then, but it means you're not allowed to. It has to be burned.
Yeah.
Right, it's the
I think
time
that's
of
what
burning.
The note here says.
But they didn't actually burn it.
They didn't actually burn it. You can't burn it, no sir, on Yom Tov. The burning must be delayed until the second day, which is no longer Yom Tov. Mm-hmm.
Trying to separate it.
There's a Tosfos in Kiddushin, I think, if I remember correctly, like a very important Tosfos for other things too. But he says that it's possible that women could burn no sir on Yom Tov, because women maybe aren't chayavos in the assays of Yom Tov. Because we say, when do we say Zachor v'Sham or Be'echad Nemru, that's by Shabbos. So the women who are obligated in the mitzvos lo taaseh are obviously also in obviously obligated in the mitzvos lo taaseh. So they do kiddush also on Shabbos. But what about Yom Tov? Doesn't say Zachor es Hayom Tov, right? Doesn't say Shamar es Hayom Tov.
Doesn't say Kol Malacha lo taaseh.
Yeah, but there's no hashva. There's no Zachor v'Shamar by Yom Tov. There's Zachor v'Shamar by Shabbos.
What's the significance of Zachor v'Shamar?
Anyone who's obligated in the Lotases is also obligated in the Ases.
Right, but burning it is a Malacha.
It's on Yom Tov. It's a Lotaseh on Yom Tov. Oh, so how do you do it? So you have a mitzvah of Nosar to burn the Nosar.
Yeah.
And that's Docha, the mitzvah Lotaseh. Usually they couldn't do it on Shabbos because it would be a mitzvah Nosar, which is a Lotaseh and an Ases. So Tosfos says, I think it's in this Kedushin Lamed Hey or Lamed Dal, Lamed Hey, something like that, on the bottom. And it says maybe the women could be sorry if no sir on Yom Tov when there's no Zachor v'Shamar, because it's only one Lo Taaseh. We don't paskin like that, but it's very interesting to think about that women could have a leg up on men over Yom Tov, that they would all come into the Beis Hamikdash and they would all do the no sir for us because we couldn't do it. Just an interesting thing.
Is the Noser Usher Bahana, or is it only Usher Pila? Because since you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, would you be allowed to use the Noser as fuel for your cooking, in which case you could burn it?
Do it anyways. No, I don't know. Interesting. Either way.
It presumably wasn't historically done.
We don't find any reference to it, no. It's just interesting. one of those chumras that will never happen. Like we saw Friday night also, women making Kiddush. One of those chumras never going to happen. Wherever. We talk about that a different time. Okay. Tananam Hachi, is that where we're up to? No. No, not up to that either.
I'm
Rabbi Abba. I'm Rabbi Abba. The Jewish people went out at nighttime. When they actually they were redeemed at nighttime, but when they actually went out was the daytime. After they ate the Pesach, they left Mitzrayim with a strong hand. What are they disagreeing about? Who's the chipazon? Who's the rush? Who's rushing? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar my chipazon chabazon to Mitzrayim. It's the chipazon of the Mitzrayim that were trying to get the Jewish people out of there already. Rabbi Akiva savar my chipazon to chipazon to Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Jewish people left in the morning, so then they left in a rush. The Jewish people themselves. Tanim ha'chetz yeshav chach Mitzrayim laila v'chibu laila yatzu. I took you out of Mitzrayim at nighttime, but didn't they leave in the morning? The geula, the redemption process, started already at nighttime. When the Mitzrayim wanted them to leave. What is that from? That's from
Shmos. Request borrow the stuff from the.
Oh, the money, right? They're getting the spoils. So you have to ask for it. You have to ask nicely. Please, can I have all your money? He says to Moshe. He says, "Can you please just borrow their gold and silver?" So that Avram Avinu doesn't say something against me, because the pasuk had said, "There's going to be a nation." I told Avram, "There's going to be a nation that's going to torture you." Kayim Bahem. Oh, so you got that one down. There was a nation that was torturing. The Achar Kain Yitzi Berchush Gadol, lo Kayim Bahem. But where's the money? You told me this is all going to be worth it for all the money afterwards. They say, hey, make sure, please, Moshe Rabbeinu, that you make sure that they get their money. Amar lo Olavai Shenetzi Batzmeinu. The Jewish people said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Halavai, we should leave just our bodies. Why are beggars can't be choosers? Let's just get out of here. So mashallah Adam Shaya Khavish Bes Hasurin Mahilobne Adam, Motinos Khalamach Vivayas, Mibes Hasurin, Vinos Nakhamon Harbe. Say, I'm gonna get you out of jail tomorrow, prison tomorrow, and we're gonna give you a lot of money. If you omar lahem vakashim ikam, hotzi uni hayom the any vakish klum. Just get me out today and I don't want anything else. Just get me out of here. Okay, that's what the Jewish people were saying. Obviously it didn't work out that way, and we got the money also. But the pasuk says, Vayash Ilum, they took the spoils. Right, that's talking about that?
They lent them.
They lent them, or they gave them to him. Karcham, that someone, it was forced upon them. So who forced upon who? Ikad army bal karcham dimitzrim. It was against the will of the Egyptians. They didn't want to give it. Ikad army bal karcham diyisrael. And some people say it was against the will of the Jewish people. Man de amar bal karcham dimitzrim dechsev the naves. What is that word?
Unavas.
Unavas. Bayis techalik shalal. Interesting. I was expecting the Gemara to say, because they said, like they said before, we just leave it, just let us go with our bodies. Mishum Masoy sounds like it's too much to carry. We got to get out of here quickly.
Exactly.
And it's not going to help us.
The Egyptians strongly, strongly encouraged them to go.
The Chipazon from last daf.
Yeah.
If they, it's interesting.
It wouldn't be the Egyptians, it would be the.
Here it's talking about losing their money. They want them to get out, but don't take our stuff. Just get out of here.
He quotes an interesting Chassam Sofer that says that perhaps the Jews' refusal was they were afraid that they were going to be over the problem of schlepping all this stuff on Yontif. Because they were going to be leaving on Yontif.
There was no.
And what's the answer?
Did they know Yontif?
Claims the Gemara's answer in light of the prohibition to have one's animal carry burdens on Shabbos.
There was
or
no prohibition. Oh,
it was the malach.
The beginning of Shabbos yet.
They just got the halachas of Korban Pesach.
Of Korban Pesach does.
No, but it has some halachas in there. That's in the Korban Pesach halachas. Yeah, you can only do ochel nefesh things. That's where we learn it from. The question is how we get ochel nefesh to all the other antifs. That's machlokas rishonim. Right? We know we have ochel nefesh by Pesach.
At least by the first day.
They didn't have magid.
At least by the first day of Pesach.
At least by the first day of Pesach. Yeah, the question is, how do you get to Yom Tov? So there's the Gezeira Shavas, and there are parallels.
First day Shavuos, they knew about Yom Tov.
Yeah, so he says that he sees the sun so from.
So it's really just, it was the Masoi, it was them carrying it. Not them carrying him in Rosh Hashanah or anything like that, because it's Yom Tov. But just the fact that they're making their animals carry stuff. Still, what's the Yisr? I don't know. Okay. So two dots, also known as the colon. They made it like a trap that had no bait anymore. I mean, they took everything out. I don't know what the point of this machlokas is. It's like a trap that didn't trap anything anywhere. You couldn't get anything in the time. They had wiped it clean. Again, someone can tell me why we need that machlokas. Let me know. There must be some kind of understanding of I was with you in this shibud. I'm also going to help you later on in the other shibud, where you're going to be subjugated to other nations. Just leave it be right now. We're right now in the middle of Mitzrayim. I'm not going to tell them Hashem's going to be with you here. He's also going to be with you next time we get in trouble. That's not going to help anybody. So he says, Amar lefana ribono shel olam, ta'ei shalatzer l'tzara l'shaita. Amar lekadosh baruch hu leichem or lehem, eya shalachani elchem. Okay, just tell them I'm going to be with them. Okay. Aneini Hashem, aneini, we've seen this before. This is our first repeated Gemara. It's a milestone. A lot of times you have to wait a long time to see a repeated Gemara. Already on Daf Test and Brachos, you have a repeated Gemara. Anein Hashem, Anein, Amar Rabbi Abo. Lama Amar Eliyahu, Anein HaBeis Pahamim. Why did Eliyahu say that Hashem, answer me, to support me in two different ways? Lama Hashem, Eliyahu, Tanei Kosh Baruch Hu. He says, Ribono Shel Olam, Anein Shetered Esh Min HaShemayim. Answer me by bringing down the fire and eating up my carbon from Shemayim. This is the Har Carmel again. Matochos Kol Asher Al Mizbeach. Make sure that they don't think that what I'm doing is some kind of magical thing where they can write it off and say, oh, you're just doing some hokey pokey and you're making it go. You could have turned them away, or you did turn them away. Rashi says, Milavo belibam mezima shel rasha. Make sure that they don't think that this is some kind of magic that I'm working. Okay, second Mishnah, Shkayach everyone. Second Mishnah of the Masechta. Second Mishnah of Shas. Now we're really cooking with gas. The Mishnah says, "Me'im zaykaren es Shema b'shachris." Okay, now we know when you daven the Shema in Arvis, right? The halacha is midaraisa. You should say it after tzeis. At least midaraisa. You should say it after tzeis. And you have technically until Alos HaShachar if you need be, but better to do it before Chatzos. So what about in the morning time? Okay, let's hold off on what we already know to be the halacha, because everybody knows based on living in Detroit when the real halacha is. When can you start to say Shema in the morning? When you can tell the difference between Tcheles and white strings. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ben Tcheles Litkarsi. No, you can start saying Shema between the Tcheles and green. I assume that's green, right?
That's more strict.
Yes.
Yeah, more strict. It requires a greater light source to make the greater distinction. V'gomer, when can you finish it? Ad hanetz achama. You have to finish Shema before hanetz. That is a small window.
It'd be easier in Detroit than in
Yeah, right. That would give us an advantage. Now people would flock to Detroit.
The summer would be horrendous.
Why?
It'll be short. Can be fine.
Oh, because you're saying it's early. But you have a bigger window,
still,
though.
But it's still later than on the East Coast.
Right. It's always going to be later than
worse,
East Coast.
Yes.
Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ad Shalosh Shalos. You have until the 3 hours. We talked about that. Shekein Derech Malachim Lamad B'Shalosh Shalos. Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid. If someone wants to say Shema afterwards, okay, Gazim Tahit, just like any other reading from the Torah. Ad Makori B'Torah. You're reading Kriya Shema just like you read anything else in the Torah. The Gemara tells him, "I bein tchilas
ulavan." This is actually an interesting. He's basically waffling here, and he says, "You don't lose anything." The implication, though, that we have for ourselves, if you're really lazy about davening, is you should do it. We should do it. People who daven late, Yeah. Always say.
Well, that's a. I mean, you're never going to leave it out. There's also smichus gula l'tefila, which comes along with it. There are other things that are relevant. We talked about that also on the other side, which comes up much more often. I hope that when someone davens early, let's say you're davening ma'ariv before shkia, before tzeis.
Right.
So then, why do you say shema then? You're not getting any schar for that. So we say smichus gula l'tefila. I think the Gemara talked about that, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara said itself. To be so made, it says to be omade al limud haTorah or something like that.
Again, it's stronger than
right.
What do you lose?
Right, you're right, right. It's not hifsid.
Both cases, yeah. It's stronger yeah. than that.
I mean, there's more of a reason, not just lo hifsid. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so ma ben tchilas l'lavan. I might need some translations here. Ilam ben gevava de amra chiyuram le gevava de amra de tchilta. Is if it's talking just about wool. The wool of...
A bundle of white and a bundle of blue wool.
A bundle of white and a bundle of blue. You can tell the difference between that at nighttime. Just looking with the stars light, you can figure that out. The moon's light. Rather, it's distinguishing between the tchelos parts and the lavan parts. I mean, you can distinguish between the strings, I guess. Tanya Rabbi Meir, Omer. Well, actually, is that what it's saying? What does Rashi say? Rashi
saying
says
it's like a mixture.
Gizas semer shetzava tcheles v'yesh ba mekomo shelo al Hashem hatzeva yafa. Meaning that there are different concentrations.
Dyed.
Right. It's not like nowadays we don't know what this means. Baruch Hashem, we have industry and everything is very clean and thorough when you make the tcheles. It used to be that the tcheles would come out a little choppy. Some parts would be darker than others.
I was thinking about this Mishnah yesterday. The light was off in the morning. It was before sunrise. Yeah. I pulled out a blue shirt and thought it was white. And I'm going, so I got downstairs and I'm like, oops. It wasn't flood. It was pitch black.
Okay. That explains a lot, Michael. No, I'm kidding. Tani Rabbi Meir Omer. Mishiyakar ben Ze'ev Lekelev. When a person can distinguish between a wolf and a dog. Is that hard to distinguish?
Yeah.
I guess so. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Bein Chamar La'arud. It's between a donkey and... Is it a baby donkey?
So it's a donkey and a wild donkey.
A wild donkey. Some other type of donkey.
Domesticated donkey and a wild donkey.
Okay. That presumably would be even harder to distinguish. V'acherim Omer Mishayir Es Chavir Rachot Da'aramos V'yakirenim. When you recognize your friend from 6 feet away. Amar Rav Huna Halach Ka'acherim. Rav Huna says, we pass like the Acherim, that whoever Acherim is, that that it's about seeing your friend and recognizing them. So that's about...
Why do we have to go through all these different examples? Like, yeah. What's the difference between one and the other? Why can't we just say,
it's like
once you're able to discern familiar objects?
Yeah, it's like Tzeisach L'chavim. We need something... All of Halacha is like this. You need something tangible to connect it to, because they didn't have clocks, and they didn't have other quantifying measurements. So they needed something in the real world like Tzeisach L'chavim. I remember for Hanukkah when I was a kid, we had clocks and we could just look up Tzeisach L'chavim. But we used to like going outside and looking up at the stars and see if we could count 3 stars.
There were no nightlights either, you know.
Well, when I grew up there were.
I guess the question is, are these times here listed, are they different descriptions of the same time?
That's a good question.
Different times.
Yeah, that's like, what's the difference between, you know, telling the difference between strings and telling the difference between
and
a wolf
obviously
and a dog.
These things are also hard. Right, and these things are also hard because sometimes we wake up and there are clouds outside. Sometimes we wake up and there's snow outside. Sometimes the shine on the moon is brighter than usual. So, like, it depends. Every night is going to be different in a little way.
Depends whether you're blue-green colorblind.
So he says
I had a Rebbe in high school. It wasn't really a Rebbe of mine, but there was a Rebbe in my high school that when he woke up in the morning, he davened Vasikin. He didn't look at the Maiz Manim chart online and daven at that time. He looked at the sun. And when he saw the sun, he davened from Esra. So that's how the Gemara says. Or that's how the Gemara implies.
So he says, Yerushalmi states that the time in which one can differentiate between these various animals is identical to the time when one can differentiate between blue wool and this wool
dyed the same
color of wheat.
So then we have to figure out why the differentiation
is. So maybe it was just a matter of, you know,
Availability.
Availability, right. You know, if you don't have
some people don't have friends. So they can't see their friends from 6 to 7.
Or you live far enough away that you're not going to be able to use this test.
Right, right. Or you don't have a farm. You don't have a donkey around.
The real question is when they started publishing time charts, was there a whole committee of people doing experiments?
But there are implications in this Gemara itself that connect it to different times in the stars and stuff like that. Okay, we got to get moving. Amar Abaye, Tefillin Ka'acherim. You got to that we pass, and when it comes to tefillin, this is where we start talking about our halacha that we pass like. But tefillin ka'acherim, when it comes to tefillin, we pass based on mishiyakir es chavero, right? When that's why we call mishiyakir. And then when it comes to kriya shema, we pass in kivasikin. What does that mean, kivasikin? I think vasikin technically means those who wake up early.
The devoted ones, people of unusual humility.
Right. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Vasikin Hayu Gomrin Osa Im Hanetzachama. That the Vasikin would Gomrin Osa Im Hanetzachama. What does that mean, Osa? What would they finish?
Shema.
They would finish Shema.
So they could start Shemona Esrei
right afterwards.
Right,
so it doesn't exactly equate, because we obviously have stuff in between there. But it's close.
Really later.
Tanya Nami Hachi. There are those who also say in the breast, Vasikin Hayu Gomrin Osa Im Hanetzachama Kadesh Yisvakulot Tvila. They did it so that it can be Somekulot Tvila. Not sure why that has to be specifically on Netzach Hama, but that's what you say. And therefore, you're davening, the first time you're davening is during the day. Is this referring to the Gula of Mitzrayim, which was Mamash at the beginning of the day? And it's Hama Debrei Kol Yomu. Okay, still not clear. You could do that later on also. I don't know. Amrei Bezir Maikra, Yeruchim Shemesh V'lifnei Yarech Dorim. You should be seen at the sun, when the sun comes out the very first time. Hey, Rabbi Yehoshua Yossi.
Yes.
Rabbi Yossi ben Eliakim, Mishum Kala Kaddish to Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, he said this: the holy congregation of Yerushalayim calls him Kula Tefila Eino Nizak Nizok Kol Hayom Kula. You're not going to be damaged. You're not going to be hurt. I'm Rabbi Zira. Is that really true? V'hanisam Chivit Zaki. I daven that hates, and I still get hurt. I'm Rabbi Ma'id Zayik. It zakt. What did you get hurt by? The Amtias Asa Lebe Malka. When I was bringing Hadassim to the king.
The house of the king.
Oh, that's because of the additional problem that you didn't bring money to go see the king. That's where you got hurt. Not because of Hanetz, but a separate thing that you didn't take care of. You should always be very scrupulous or run to go see the kings of Israel. Even to go see non-Jewish kings. Because then if you really understand a non-Jewish king, you should be able to... You should be able to distinguish and recognize the beauty and the significance of the Jewish king. I think some of my friends who are British were talking about this when the royal wedding or something that happened like 10 years ago. I don't know who it was, but it was in a church. And the whole thing, can you go to the church to see the royal wedding? And I think they probably quoted this Gemara, that there's an Indian to go see non-Jewish kings just to get a semblance of what it means to have a king. Yeah, same type of thing. So Amr Le Rabbi Yelazar, and if you looked at the there were pictures of Rabbi Sachs at the wedding, and people, there were rabbis at the wedding. Amr Le Rabbi Yelazar, La Ola Ki Ayalas.
Ula, Ula said to Ula.
Ula said to Ula.
You need more light.
Ula said to Ula, Ki Ayalas Ayalas Lahasam, when you went to Eretz Yisrael, Shal B'Shlam Drev B'Rani Achi. It's unclear if he was actually his brother, but it says, go say hi to Reb Rona, see how he's doing. He's like the head of the Chabura over there. The Adam Gadol, he's a great man. He loves mitzvos. One day, he was Samech Gula Tefila, and he didn't stop smiling the entire day. That should be a Buster Haskell to all of us, that when we daven, we should have a smile on our face, and it should be something that gives us joy. How did he do that? How could he do that? How could you say smichus gula tefila? We talked about this again. Another repeated gemara. Hashem sefasai tivtach breaks it up. You have that little phrase right before Shemona Esrei. That's going to break up your connection between Shema and Shemona Esrei. Which is not for now, but at least is part of the same statement. Oh, we're talking about Hashem sefasai tivtach. You say it at nighttime. So then that doesn't work either, because you have to do smichus gula tefila for marv too. Fine. The only time you ever say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is at Mincha, which you don't have Smichas Gula Tzvila. Rav Ashi Amar Filo Tema Akulhu. No, you're supposed to say it for everything. V'kevin tekavu rabban on the tefillah v'tzilah rech letamya de'ilot tem ha'chi arvas yechim atzisam v'chabayi l'meim ha'ashkivenu. Hashkivenu would also be a problem. You can't just say the only issue is Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. We have other things to say Amar that would break up the Smichas Gula Tzvilah. Ela kevin tzakin rabban ha'ashkivenu kegula rech letamya. The Hashkivenu itself is like one long theme of Geula, and therefore it's not considered like a breakup. Hachanam, it came into Kavula Barabban on the Tefillah, just like because the rabbis instituted it for davening. How exactly, what the real koach behind this phrase is, I'm not really sure. But the fact that the rabbis did it must mean Ketfila Rich Adami, and it's not an interruption. Okay. Michli, Hayhilar Zemi Fi Mashman, Lavasos Mashman Yikara. When you say that my words should be Yihiyulur Atzon. On the one hand, this Imrei Fi means I already said them. Yihi Ratzon means it should be in the future. So Deba'ino L'meimar, I'm still going to say, you should say Yihi Ratzon Imrei Fi, Ve'gon L'bi L'vanecha. You should say that before Shmon Esrei, not after Shmon Esrei. So my time, I take new Rabbanu L'achar Yirchavas Brechlos. Why do we only say it after Shmon Esrei? L'Imrei Me'ikra, it should be before Amrei Rabbi Hidu Rabbi Shimon. Ben Pazi, Ho'av L'Amru David El L'achar Yirchavas Parshios. Because he only says it after 18 chapters of Tehillim, that's also why we say it after our 18. Hani Yuches, is it really 18 that he said it afterwards? Yud Tes Haven, it's really 19, which is good for us because we have 19 brachos. So he said, no, Ashra Ish Velama Rik Shugayim Chada Parshahi Damer Rabbi Huda Bered Rabbi Shimon Pan Vazi Yud Kuch Gimel Parshas Amar David Velamar Haluka. It's really 104, not 103. He starts and finishes with Ashrei. So even though in our Tehillim it might say that it's Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, it's really considered one in terms of the count. Number one, for the 18 chapters before he says, Yehilir Senim Yirvi, and also in terms of the fact that David the Melech said 103 chapters and not 104. So, okay, Shkayach. We're up to that good.
It would only be 149
Prakim of Tehillim. Yeah, okay, who cares how much, what does that matter?
There are some ancient editions that...